Joining us now from New York is Gary Langer, director of polling for ABC News. Hello, Gary.
Hi, John.
The 10 states that are holding primaries on Tuesday are a diverse lot. If you look at the primaries to date, what can you divine about the forces at play on Tuesday? Where are Kerry's strengths? Where are Edwards' strengths?
Well, Edwards' strengths right along have been for voters who are looking for a candidate who cares about them, who exhibits empathy, who has a positive message, and there are a lot of those voters. Also, he's done quite well among independents, among moderates, particularly among actually Republicans voting in Democratic primaries. A problem for him is that there aren't that many of them in a lot of states, and certainly in a lot of the states coming up. Some of the large ones have closed primaries where only registered Democrats can vote. And he's had a problem getting votes from minorities across the state so far, and there are a lot of minority voters coming in as well.
Mm-hmm. How about Kerry's strengths?
Well, Kerry's main strength, and you've heard it over and over again, has been the perception among many voters that he's the guy who's best fitted to beat George W. Bush, electability. It's worked for him. It's a quality that the voters have discerned in him that really has differentiated him from the lot and continues to work for him. And in the polling we've seen coming up, looks to be continued strength for him.
Mm-hmm. How about with minorities? How does Kerry do with minorities?
Quite well. He's done better with minorities than with whites in most states, and as well, at least, in virtually every state. Minorities, black and Hispanic voters, tend to be core Democratic voters. In this upcoming set of primaries on Super Tuesday, there's a lot of minority voters in a good number of these states. And then looking beyond to Southern Tuesday, even more minority voters, and they've been good for Kerry.
John Kerry's status as a veteran, a Vietnam veteran, has certainly played in his campaign. Does it play out in terms of votes? When people come out of the polling booths, do they say they voted for him on a national security because they feel he's stronger on national security than Edwards, say?
One strong group for him has been voters who are particularly concerned about the war in Iraq and therefore, by extension, maybe looking to his military credentials as a source of strength. At the same time, he hasn't done particularly better among veterans or among veteran households than among non-veteran households.
He hasn't.
So it hasn't played out for him that way, one way or the other, particularly.
Let's look down the road a bit to November and the general election. How is President Bush doing at this stage?
The wellspring of his strength for quite a long while now is in the government's response to terrorism. It continues to be his strongest suit by far, and he still gets very strong approval ratings for handling terrorism. He does quite less well on a variety of other issues. Most critical, I think, is the economy. Really nothing affects a president's popularity, and thus his electability or reelectability, as economic conditions, public perceptions of the economy. And right now we're sort of on the cusp. Consumer confidence had been going up late last year and early this year in January, but it fell in all the indices in February, seemingly because of broader concern about the jobs market.
Mm-hmm. I was just looking at one of your slides, a slide from one of your presentations about consumer confidence and the 50-year average and how determinative it is in elections.
It's a fascinating result. Basically, we look back at incumbent presidents running for re-election all the way back to Eisenhower in 1956, and in every one of those elections, when consumer confidence was over its 50-year average, the incumbent was reelected. Eisenhower, Johnson, Nixon, Reagan, and Clinton. And in every such election in which consumer confidence was below average, the incumbent lost, Ford, Carter, and the first President Bush. It is essential for a president, to, above all else, or perhaps in addition to securing the nation's safety, to be seen as effective in terms of prosperity. More than anything, if I were the Bush campaign, I'd be concerned right now not about the latest horse race polls, but about the latest consumer confidence polls, and I think that's probably where they're going to focus.
Gary Langer, Director of Polling for ABC News, thanks very much for joining us today.
You bet.